For us contemporary people, the chief evil is that owing to the various conditions of ordinary existence established by ourselves, especially our abnormal education, we reach responsible age, having acquired a presence that corresponds only to that stream of the river of life destined to empty itself into the nether regions, and falling into it, are carried along wherever and however it wills, and without pondering the consequences, we remain passive and submitting to the flow, drift on and on. As long as we remain passive, not only shall we have inevitably to serve solely as a means for nature's involutionary creation, but for the rest of our lives, we shall have to submit slavishly to the caprice of all sorts of blind events. As most of the listeners present today have already, as is said, crossed over into responsible age and sincerely recognize that until now they have not acquired their own eye, and at the same time, according to the substance of all I have said here, have not pictured any particularly agreeable perspective for themselves, then, in order that you, just you who recognize this, should not be too greatly disheartened and fall into the usual pessimism everywhere prevalent in the abnormal life of contemporary people, I say, quite frankly, without any arrière-pensée, that according to my convictions, formed over long years of investigations and strengthened by numerous experiments, conducted in a quite exceptional way, on the results of which are based the Institute for the Harmonious Development of Man. Even for you, it is not yet too late. The point is that these investigations and experiments showed me definitely and clearly that in her infinite care, Mother Nature has foreseen the possibility for beings to acquire the kernel of their essence, that is to say, their own I, even after they have reached responsible age. The foresight of our just Mother Nature consists, in our case, in this, that the possibility is given us in certain inner and outer conditions to cross over from one stream into the other. The expression, the first liberation of man, which has reached us from ancient times, refers to just this possibility of crossing over from the stream that is predestined to disappear into the nether regions, into the stream that empties itself into the spaces of the boundless ocean. But to cross over into the other stream is not so easy. Merely to wish and you cross. For this, it is first of all necessary, consciously to crystallize in yourselves data for engendering in your common presence a constant, unquenchable impulse of desire for this crossing, and then, afterward, to undergo a long, corresponding preparation. For this crossing, you are required, above all, to renounce everything that you consider riches in this stream of life, but which, in reality, are automatically and slavishly acquired habits. In other words, you have to die to everything that makes up your ordinary life. It is just this death that is spoken of in all religions. This is the meaning of the saying which has reached us from remote antiquity: without death, no resurrection. Or, in other words, if you do not die, you will not be raised from the dead. It is not a question of the death of the body, since for such a death there is no need of resurrection. For if there is a soul, and moreover an immortal soul, it can dispense with a resurrection of the body. Nor is resurrection needed for our appearance before the last judgment of the Lord God, as we have been taught by the fathers of the church. No, even Jesus Christ himself and all the prophets sent from above spoke of the death that can occur here in this life. That is to say, of the death of that tyrant from whom proceeds our slavery, and solely on the liberation from whom depends the first chief liberation of man.